This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, Belichick to North Carolina. Sounds like his kid, you know, the holdup. They've been negotiating this for a long time.
Yeah, for a while.
Sounds like the whole thing was took a while because it's pretty complex in the sense that, you know, obviously Bill's old. So the coach in waiting, we haven't heard this yet, but it could be Steven Belichick, who is the defensive coordinator of UW.
Sure seems like that was a deal breaker for Bill. So the fact that they said that this is going to happen.
So they did say that. That's part of the deal?
That's part of the deal.
Okay, I hadn't seen that yet. And then they, you know, obviously expanding NIL. Look, I can't be convinced that Belichick's preference isn't the NFL.
Well, of course not.
I can't be convinced.
He doesn't have
that.
A job.
So because he's so close to the all-time wins record.
Yeah.
This is such a weird thing, but I think he's just obviously the guy wants to get back into coaching.
Yeah.
And so then he talks to North Carolina and they're like, "Well, Bill, what do you think? What's it going to take?" And he's like, "Well, probably," and he's probably telling him this, but in his head he's like, "Well, I want to go to the NFL, but if I'm going to go to coach college, I'm going to need this, and this." Well, North Carolina gave it to him.
Sure.
And if you want to make the case, if you think about college football and the way it's changed, and I know up here we're so close to the Oregon program and how Dan Lanning is doing it, but you don't have to be like Dan Lanning in order to recruit well. It's almost operationally, it feels like athletic departments, depending on how they're structured, are working more like NFL teams every day now. I mean, they're hiring GMs.
Yep.
So Belichick can, you know, if I have NFL potential and I'm a player, the idea of playing for Bill Belichick is definitely an intriguing one.
But he's only going to be there for
I think Steven comes in and you say, okay, we have continuity built in here. Trust me, these guys. And then Bill's not going to be the one really recruiting you. It's his stat. It's like, you know, Lanning told us one time, he said, got all these people. Have you seen the Oregon staff?
That's
how many people they have on staff?
That's everybody now.
And that's everybody. And all those people put together lists and of players to go get in the portal or high school players, and they put together film and they present it to Bill Belichick. Well, whose brain do you want looking over a list of players with skill sets and tape more so than Bill Belichick? He says, "I want this, I want that. This guy's good. Let's do this. What is the character of this kid?" You know, and he's got all these people feeding him that information. And he says, "Here's how I want to build it. Go get him."
Because in his Bible, it does say that they the stuff that leaked. It's just in Bible. It's just his game plan. But they said that there's a salary cap budget.
It's a 400-page structure of how he wants a football organization to run.
Each position has a pay structure to it, and what you're going to spend. And
look, of all the people that could put one of those together, dude, this guy, got a little pedigree.
I'd be interested to see, too, because we've seen some guys struggle. I remember when Monty Kiffin, who's one of the best defensive coordinators of all time, he could not stop the spread in college. It was an abomination when he went down and worked with his son, Lane. So, you know, I mean, Stevie's been a year in college, so he did an okay job at Washington, so maybe that helps a little bit. But it's a completely different game and different schemes. But Bill is arguably the smartest football guy to ever walk the planet.
That's
so if you are going to bet on someone, I see why they're doing it. But I also can say that there's no way that a Tennessee or an Ohio State or a Penn State or Notre Dame goes with this. This is like
they don't have to. But North Carolina kind of
this is kind of one of those we're just throwing out a lifeline because we don't really have a lot of options.
You think he brings that Ernie Adams guy with him?
Who?
Ernie Adams. The old dude who's with him forever.
Yeah, didn't they say Ernie was like some sort of savant when it comes to like, was it quarterbacks or was it, what was it? He was like,
I don't know. He was just like Bill's consigliere. He was his everything.
And he's, I think he's older than Bill.
I also want to see too, one of the reasons why Bill can't get an NFL job is Bill won't collaborate with anybody. He just won't. It's why he can't
get Bill's way.
And it's why it kind of melted down in New England. So,
well, this is going to be Bill's way.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. They're giving him everything.
It is going to be so fascinating to watch. I personally, if I'm betting, does this work? I would say no. But I want to watch the hell out of it. I hope they do a hard knock sort of thing or, you know, all or nothing with this. I want to see Bill relate to a bunch of NIL kids.
Well, Bill's a smart dude. And I have to think, I don't know if it'll work or not, but I have to think the devil's in the details. The devil is in the detail of who he surrounds himself with.
And what can they do in the portal? You got to get a massive influx in talent.
I mean, you got to have some good recruiters there, right? Don't you? I mean, you still got to go convince the kids. Yep. But then you got the collectives. This is why I say it works more like a front office now. You got collectives that come in and they can seal the deal for you. You don't even have to have Bill Belichick there.
It's kind of what Arizona State tried to do with Herm.
But with way more resources.
Way more resources.
And I think that's the key.
And Herm was kind of an idiot and Bill is not.
Well, I don't think Herm had any sort of plan. He just says,
that's why
Herm
I say,
Edwards, Herm's and he struts kind of into a room and he says, you should listen to me because I'm a former NFL coach. Yeah. Bill has a clear plan here. And it's probably, I'm guessing when Bill sits down and let's say you're the AD at North Carolina.
It's probably pretty
And close. Bill Belichick sits right over there and tells you his plan. It's probably pretty juicy.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh.
Well, there was that idea that Saban, for all those years when he sat down with those college kids, he said that even though, you know, like, how did Saban get all those kids? Well, and you paid for them, but everyone does that. But there was a reverence for Saban, and people would do a Saban discount. And I wonder if Bill, with these kids, rolls out 8 Super Bowls, and I wonder if he has some of that same cachet, even though he hasn't done it at this level. And by the way, we'll find out real soon. You'll find out in the first year, because Deion had it. Deion brought some kids. That dude had a gravitational pull, and it helped that his son and Travis Hunter came with him. But does Bill have that gravitational pull? We'll find out real, real soon.
What if the NFL comes calling for him next year?
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's what I think is interesting about this. I can't.
Then it'll be his job to convince them that Steve's ready.
Yeah.
Right?
Bill doesn't. Look, at the end of the day, we all know Bill does not want this job. Bill wants to the
well,
NFL
he
job.
He does. He took it.
No, he doesn't. He wants the NFL job and he wants Shula's record. But I think this just goes to show you that there's not an NFL job waiting for Bill. Because if there was, or he felt good about it, he is not taking this job.
All right, coming up. Oh, I have to tell you one other thing. Are you ready for this?
I am.
Big hot news.
Please.
Well, I think it's interesting, and we can talk about this on the other side of the break, but the super hot coaching carousel that we're used to is very tame.
Yeah, it doesn't really, doesn't seem that hot.
Well, it's not hot.
No.
It's I mean, you have the Belichick news. Other than that, Purdue hired Barry Odom.
Okay.
Feeling hot.
That's it.
Yeah. Pretty lame.
Scott Frost went back to UCF. I don't know if anybody saw that.
No, Billy Napier didn't get canned. And
did you see who else is coming back?
Mendenhall's at Utah State.
The great Rich Rod.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Is he going back to
West Virginia?
He has been hired by West Virginia.
Which, by the way, is a really good hire for them.
You think so?
Yeah. Rich Rod did a nice job there. Probably should have never left.
Well, he did. And now he's back. So anyway, we can talk about the coaching carousel and what's left of it on the other side of the break. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. How do you feel about that?
Meow.
Except now the NBA Cup is starting, so our focus...
I can't focus on anything.
This will wane.
Hee-hee, man, you done.
Maybe we can get Peter to start working on the signal.
Can we talk about the Blazers? Can we talk about the trade deadline?
Sounds like Peter may have been working on the signal in the morning and at the beginning of our show today.
Way to go, Pete.
Again with the...
You see the text line when we first started the show?
No,
said it was flicking in and out.
It happened when I was driving in listening to Danny and Dusty.
Let's be fair to Peter. That may not be him.
That may be what he's trying to fix.
Look, from now on, I think we can put this solely on the shoulders of Peter. We don't know who Peter is.
Yeah, we do know who Peter is.
We do?
I know who Peter is.
I don't know who Peter
is. I've been told about Peter.
Have you met him?
No, but I've...
Is he new?
Okay.
Why don't we break and come back and talk about Peter?
Well, no, I just... The only thing I can tell you is that we... Here at Odyssey, because we have so much money, somebody has to pay for Sook's salary.
An Odyssey station.
We eliminated our engineering department, except for one in-house guy.
Yeah.
And we farm out engineering now.
Yeah.
So we have...
We farm this out to Peter?
Peter is one of our farmed out engineers. In other words, they're not on site, but if we need engineering, we call them.
That's why I've never met him.
They're like contract engineers. So in Odyssey's infinite wisdom, and they are wise, we have decided to take engineering out of house. And it's a stunner that that's what happens when you do that, is that Peter, I don't even know if he knows he's working on a radio station. He's just
out there
tinkering. I think sent to a transmitter.
Yeah.
He's out there banging around a tower.
What is this?
I don't know what it's transmitting,
but I'll
fix it. I don't
know
if it's transmitting.
Smooth sailing here.
All right, more hot sports talk coming up next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.